to Biblical Talks Podcast with Michael Tolliver. This podcast is dedicated to biblical teaching and having worldview discussions from a biblical perspective. Here is today's podcast.
This is a spotlight on the scriptures. Colossians 1, verse 15 through 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things was created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authority. All things was created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and all things, and he holds all things together. The preeminency of Christ in his person. He is the image of the invisible God. The word image means a perfect copy. How could he be the image of the invisible God? You cannot take a photograph or an image of that which is invisible. How can he be that? John made this clear in his introduction of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word. That is a beginning that has no beginning. Christ had no beginning. But John said the Word was made flesh. The second person of the Trinity took on human flesh. He is fully God and fully man. That's why we see in scripture that one minute Jesus is thirsty because he is a man. And the next minute he comes to see because he is the Son of God. The preeminency of Jesus in his position. For he is the firstborn of all creation. This phrase has nothing to do with time but with rank. Listen, the president's wife is not the first woman ever to live in the White House, but she holds the rank of first lady because of her connection to the one in charge. By Jesus' divine connection to God the Father, he inherited creation and the right to rule it. Hebrews 1 and 2 says, God has appointed him heir of all things. He is the firstborn from the dead. You can't be raised from the dead because Jesus was raised from the dead. He is also the head of the body, the church. The church isn't the preacher's church. It's Christ's church, and he runs it. The preeminency of Christ and his power. Everything was created by him. Genesis says in 1:1, God created the heaven and the earth. Yet Jesus is the uncreated creator of all things. Let me say that again. Jesus is the uncreated creator of all things. By him, all things hold together. The planet stays in their orbit because Jesus holds them there. If he can do that, surely we can be confident that he can hold us too. Listen, if things are falling apart in your life, it may be because Jesus doesn't hold the preeminency position in your heart. This is a spotlight on the scriptures.
Thank you for listening to Biblical Talks. This podcast is solely supported by listener donations. Please go to biblicaltalks.com to support this podcast and have a blessed day.